I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Today's Artscape welcomes back Professor Massimo Riva from Brown University's Italian Studies Department to talk about this year's Festival of Rare and Restored Films from the Cineteca of Bologna, one of the world's great archives of cinema classics, both known and unknown. Professor Riva says last year he put together an entirely virtual festival because of COVID. This year's festival, though, is entirely in person.
This time around is going to be entirely in person. We are betting on the fact that people are eager to go back to the movies after a long time to see these classic films beautifully restored in black and white or color on a big screen makes such a difference that we decided that, you know, to keep it entirely in person, to go back to the original inspiration of the Cineritterland.
Well, the lineup this time really looks spectacular. Why don't we start with the first one on Thursday night?
On Thursday night at 7, we open with a special events extravaganza from 1911, Dante's Inferno, one of the first blockbusters of Italian cinema, with a brand new electronic music soundtrack. And as the trade journal The Moving Picture World wrote on its release in this country, the film is exceedingly faithful to the words of the poet of Dante, making Dante intelligible to the masses. And special effects might not be particularly impressive 111 years later. However, the vision inspired by the drawings and engravings of a great French artist, Gustave Doré, is still worth the journey through the inferno.
So let's talk about Friday at 5 p.m. What's on tap for that night?
We have a rarely seen censored Iranian film from 1976. In fact, it was censored when it came out and has been rarely seen. There's amazingly looking sort of mystery Iran.
And there's another film coming up Friday night after that one.
Yes, this is a real classic. It's a masterpiece of magical neorealism, Miracle in Milan, by the authors of the unforgettable Bicycle Thief, Vittorio De Sica and Cesare Zavattin, an urban fairy tale set among homeless characters in post-war Milan. It's a really wonderful film, restored beautifully in a pristine black and white. This is one of my favorites, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so that gets us to Saturday. I guess it's at 4 in the afternoon. Tell us about this one.
Yes, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, we're screening The Spider Stratagem by Bernardo Bertolucci, which is one of the best Italian psychological political films, tackling the legacy of fascism and anti-fascism in the 1970s with a touch of surrealism. And Bertolucci and his cinematographer, Vittorio Storaro, the winner of several Oscars, literally shot most of the film during twilight in the Po River Valley near Bertolucci's birthplace, Parma.
So tell us how we can attend.
Yes, just come down to the Martinus Auditorium in the Grano Center. We'll provide masks on the premises for those of you who forgot them. But there is no ticket. It's free, entirely free and open to the public. All our festivals are free and meant to attract a large community, the local community. And we hope this time around people will be eager to come and watch this wonderful films from the Cineteca of Bologna.
That was Professor at Brown University Massimo Riva talking about this year's Festival of Rare and Restored Cinema. It kicks off tonight at 7 at the Martinus Theater at the Granoff Center on the Brown campus with the 1911 silent feature on Dante's Inferno with a newly recorded soundtrack of electronic music provided by the electronic band Tangerine Dream. Here is some of that music from the film. For the Public's Radio, I'm Chuck Hinman.